Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
Of course, we're disappointed not to win the other night and go through, but you know, the bigger picture for us is that the Premier League and the FA Cup were our priorities, so for us that is still the case.
Well, perhaps a week ago you might have made Liverpool favourites. Today against Manchester City, their league form since the turn of the year has been untouchable, but 120 minutes in Istanbul ending in defeat to Beşiktaş, a delayed flight home resulting in a 5 a.m. arrival at John Lennon Airport on Friday morning. And it may have just tipped the balance Manchester City's way. City suffer their own European heartache midweek, but they have a second half to play in the Nou Camp to rectify that against Barcelona. Well, last week's win at Southampton, absolutely crucial in Liverpool's quest for top four. It's narrowed the gap to the top four to just 2 points, and to third place to just 3 points. As far as City are concerned, they know from their perspective they no longer have any room for error. They're currently 5 points behind Chelsea, who top the Barclays Premier League at the moment. So City, who have closed the gap on Chelsea from 7 to 5 points last weekend, know they've got to really win everything in their sight if they're to try and be Premier League champions for a second consecutive year. John Aldridge alongside me this afternoon.
We don't half look a small team compared to them. You've got Joe Allen, you've got Lallana, Markovic, Coutinho, Marino and Sterling. I'm looking at the size of theirs. A mismatch in size there from the two teams. Hopefully the atmosphere will be good today, Steve. Sometimes these early kickoffs aren't the best, you have to say, but you know, let's hope so. You normally get a little feel for it, you know, when Walcon, you know, gets some.
Well, let's have a look through the two teams, give you some perspective on the characters that will be involved this afternoon. Liverpool continue with a rejuvenated Simon Mignolet in goal. He's been earning them points of late. Big, big stops, big confidence, and that's seeping through to his defence as well. And there's three at the back, which includes once again Emre Can, Martin Skrtel, and Dejan Lovren retains his place. A big penalty miss, of course, in Istanbul, but his manager wanting to give him more confidence. In terms of Lovren's starts, only started two of the last 14 Premier League games. And, of course, Mamadou Sakho still out injured. He's not on the bench today. Lazar Markovic starts as right wing-back. That could be a slight defensive worry. John's touched on that. Jordan Henderson and Joe Allen in the centre. And the left wing-back is Alberto Moreno. Further forward, Adam Lallana and Philip Coutinho support Raheem Sterling. Coutinho, who was rested for the Europa League defeat in Istanbul. Liverpool's subs include four strikers: Ricky Lambert, Daniel Sturridge, Fabio Barini and Mario Balotelli, as well as Jordan Williams. He's one of the subs today. Kolo Touré and Danny Ward. Manchester City start with Joe Hart in goal. Pablo Zabaleta, Vincent Kompany alongside Eliaquim Mangala at centre-half. And then it's Alexander Kolarov in the left-back position. Fernandinho and Yaya Toure in the centre of midfield. And then the four ahead all have the ability to score goals for Manchester City. Nathri starting on the right, Silva on the left, arguably the most dangerous component of the side. And then Edin Dzeko and Sergio Aguero up top. On the bench for City, Di Michaelis, Gael Clichy, James Milner, Fernando, Frank Lampard, who's City's most used substitute this season, 19 sub-appearances and been used to devastating effect, and Wilfred Bony, the final sub, reserve keeper Willy Caballero. City in the sky blue, Liverpool in the stunning red, and we had one of the most stunning games the Barclays Premier League has seen last season, and Liverpool came out on top 3-2. Can they do it again? John Aldridge.
Yeah, I'm not as nervous as I was this when we played them last year, Steve. Yeah, last season, should I say, yeah. It was a hell of a game, wasn't it? Doesn't get much better than that. Just lived up to half the expectations of what they've done. We'll have had a good game.
Liverpool kick off, and they're shooting to the Anfield Road end, so they've won the toss. And Moreno quickly diverts play back to Lovren. The two of Dzeko and Aguero close down. It's across to Skrtel and then Chan on the right side of the back three. Hooks one high, which will drop into the centre circle. Fernandinho got a touch on it. And then the ball ends up somewhere near Coutinho. Rolled away from Yaya Touré, and Liverpool are on the attack. Hey. Down the left-hand side, Sterling, edge of the penalty area, pushing back the defence. Into the box he goes, with help from Lallana, who has the ball stolen off him by Pablo Zabaleta.
Good little start from Liverpool, that, but Lallana had the ball took off him far too easy there. Nice little interchange of passion.
Well, you really get the feeling this game will be played at 100 miles an hour for the majority of it. Both these teams really fighting for something in their league seasons. As City prod one out to Zabaleta, wide right. Gets a lovely weighted pass down that right channel, which Nasri picks up on near the corner flag. Former Arsenal man, of course, Everton-Arsenal, or Arsenal-Everton to follow this game from two on Radio City. And here's Yaya Touré, missed the defeat to Barcelona, suspended for that one midweek.
Yeah, he'll be fresh, certainly, won't he?
The game.
That's great play by Joao.
Well, that's good. Oh! Here's Coutinho. Lovely spaces from Lallana. Right through the two centre halves. Oh, he's not convincing enough with
chance.
The shot. His shot is right into the heart of the goal where Joe Hart is. And he stops it. And Lallana, who got in between Mangala and I think it was Kolarov. And all of a sudden it opened up for him, but he couldn't finish it off.
It was a tame shot, wasn't it, Stevie? It's a great run by Lallana. Great ball. It opened up like the Mersey Tunnel for him. I mean, we've got another chance here if we can find Raheem Sterling.
And it came from Coutinho. Coutinho out to Sterling this time. Sterling's jinked his way in past Zabaleta. But there's defensive clearance by Fernandinho. Well, the referee's saying play on, and Coutinho's broken through into the City penalty area, across the face of goal, and it hits Lallana and bounces back towards the corner flag, and Coutinho keeps it in. He'll throw another low cross in this time.
Offside. What a goal that would have been.
Well, Coutinho played it low
what
into
Lallana.
It was on the tightest of angles. He was almost on the dead ball line. He turned, chipped it up, and volleyed it into the net.
It's raised the volumes. What a... I tell you what, that's so unlucky. What a finish that was. He was offside, clearly offside, was he?
Yeah, I think he's offside. He is.
Great ball in by Coutinho. One touch, bang. What a goal that would have been. What a pity. But it's raised the volume of the stadium.
Well, that was unbelievable from Lallana. I mean, no room for error there. He had the smallest of margins to get that shot, and it didn't count at the end of the day. Shows what he's all about.
Oh,
Coutinho takes the ball off Kompany, who wasn't quite aware. It's on towards Sterling. Liverpool on the attack. In comes Henderson into the frame. Edge of the box. Gets shoot.
Yes! What a goal! What a goal!
Oh, that is majestic from Jordan. Unbelievable shot from the skipper. And he did it from the edge of the box. Showed absolute determination and precision to find the top corner of Joe Hart's net, and he punches the air, and after a slow start, Liverpool were in front on 10 minutes, and what a strike! You talk about Coutinho at Southampton and Henderson against Manchester City to that, absolute top draw, Liverpool lead 1-0.
Magnificent goal, absolute, best goal Jordan Henderson scored for us, what a move! Since that array of passion that City had after a couple of minutes, you know, we've tested them with our pace going up front, and again Kompany was at fault there. He was harassed into the ball, he'd give the ball away, and we made him pay for it.
What a start.
Great goal, Steve. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Well, that's poor from Kompany, picked up by Coutinho and then Sterling.
Oh,
played away.
Better there. Again, Kompany again, Steve.
Silva over the top. Aguero's got in behind Skrtel. It's Aguero left side. Oh, he's hit the post. Well, he beat Skrtel for pace. His shot beat Mignolet.
It's a mistake.
But the
by
ball
Mignolet.
Couldn't beat the post.
Mignolet should have come and got that. He stayed. And we got away with that one, Steve. We got away with that one big time. I thought it was in. He's hit the post, Aguero. It's a great effort. But it's a ball over the top. And Mignolet should have been on the edge of his box. And he didn't. And we nearly paid the price there.
Coutinho
got away with it.
To Moreno. Moreno down the left wing. Lots of City players back, but it's Coutinho from distance going for goal again. And do you know what? One of our best contributors so far has been Philippe Coutinho.
Yeah.
Because he's been finding space. playing the right passes to undo the City defence.
Well, with them having foot, I'll tell you what, he's offside there, no, and the linesman didn't give it. But what a strike from Aguero. But the problem was, Mignolet should have been on the edge of the box, and that wouldn't have happened. Got away with it. But yeah, they're playing 4-4-2, which enables Coutinho to play like as a false striker, and he's coming off into the pockets of holes in between their back four and their midfield four, and he's getting loads of the ball.
Mignolet near his own penalty area.
That's okay.
I say out of his penalty area. Kicks it over the halfway line. Fernandinho heads it back into the Liverpool half, fighting for it as Emre Can.
Well,
wins that battle. Referee says play on. Lallana plays it out to the centenary stand side where
Mourinho's in ahead of his season. Good ball.
Now Moreno's been found on the left wing, up against Zabaleta. He'll attack him, he'll try and go in towards the right. Then he takes it onto his right foot, looks for the shot, and he did everything right, but just didn't have the finish on him.
Yeah, it's not his left foot, is it? But that's what you want to see. Zabaleta's backing off and backing off. And you want Mourinho to get at him, and he does it really well. Step over the ball, brings in on his right foot, but gets the shot horribly wrong. But, you know, he made the space himself, so he's entitled to have a shot.
Aguero, who keeps the attack going for City, but he makes a mistake with his ball, and Skrtel this time gets it away to Coutinho. Runs to the left side of the halfway line.
Both
managers out, signalling their instructions, but it's Sterling who's got it left side of the penalty area. Up against Mangala. Sterling tries to muscle his way past him. Oh, he's played a lovely ball across the box.
Markovic
can't turn it back in there. Well, Sterling absolutely have beaten Mangala hands down, and then put a low ball across the six-yard box. No one there for Liverpool to tap it in, but on the far side of the penalty area, Markovic has just sprayed a ball into the Anfield Road end. Had a great opportunity to continue the pressure.
Lallana had to really attack. Lallana's done, should have attacked the space, the six-yard box for the tap-in. He stayed out. That's a great play by Sterling, it really is. Even Markovic in his position should be further up. But Markovic got it at the end, and it's an awful, awful effort from him, whatever what he did there, wasn't it?
There's Yaya Toure, thumps a ball through the middle. Silva with a neat pass on to Aguero. Aguero cutting his way across the edge of the penalty area. Dzeko, he's equalised! And that's that intricate passing that City are so famed for.
Yeah.
And Dzeko was left one-on-one with the keeper, and he chose the left corner of the net, and he didn't make a mistake with his final execution there. Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1. Really unfortunate for a Liverpool side who, for the past 15-20 minutes, have been outstanding, but that is City. They've got top-class players, and they punished Liverpool with some neat play. 1-1.
Yeah, Sean's got caught out. It could have been offside there if Sean would have stepped up. But he didn't. He's gone deep and deep and allowed him to run in there, and it's a great finish. But Sean really sees position wrong. You know, he should have been running offside there. But it's a great play from Man City. You can't take it away from him. It's a well-worked goal. Pity. He nearly saved it and all there. Mignolet got a hand to it. Well, the back all square now.
Sterling to the halfway line, and Lallana on the right wing keeps it in play next to the white line, drags it away from Yaya Toure, gives to Henderson, who plays a forward pass for Sterling. There's not much space, but Liverpool have found Coutinho over to the left wing. Liverpool haven't attacked that much in the last 15-20 minutes of the game, but Coutinho will have a go at goal, but it's directly into the centre, caught by Joe Hart, and it has to be something pretty special to beat.
Yeah, it was. It was a good effort. It wasn't a la Southampton from him, but you know, it was good play by Liverpool. Better first real move I've had for some 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes.
Henderson with a pass that Coutinho picks up on one additional minute. End of the first half. Coutinho ball into the area. Lallana back heel. Sterling's in there. Oh, he's lost it for a second. It'll be cleared by the City keeper. He's actually picked it up at the end. Massive opportunity for Liverpool then. It looked like the City defence had gone into self-destruct.
It was super play. Super play by Liverpool. If that's Sturridge, Steve, he probably scores.
Lovren fighting away, but losing it. It's Aguero who comes clear with possession of the ball. Tucks it behind him for Nasri.
Yeah, he should have just pulled the trigger, young Sterling. It was great work from Liverpool. It was great play. And, you know, he just tried to do the one little touch too many, and then it was gone. The chance was gone.
Ends up with Fernandinho. And now Yaya Toure along the floor finds Silva. Great control from him. Back heels it to Zabaleta. Attacks the box from the right side again. Gives to Yaya Toure, edge of the penalty area. Yaya saw something no one else did. He's chipped it into touch.
Steve. Yeah, half time.
Whistle blows. Fascinating first half. 1-1.
I think it's a good game of football. We're not at our best. At times, we look good going forward. They're vulnerable at the back. I have to say, they are very vulnerable at the back. I think Sturridge will come on, maybe ask a few questions. Just got to keep it tight at the back. You know, they scored. He had one or two hairy moments, but the goal he scored was Sean, who, you know, he's been brilliant at the back for us. He just got sucked in the offside. If he stays in the line with the other three, Dzeko runs offside. And it's nitpicking, but again, against City, the class they've got going forward, it's little things like that, you know, that cost you. Scales having a go at the linesman, quite rightly so, because the linesman that off doesn't know the rules of football on this side. Crazy. You know, I've got some people who've been in football, Neil Lennon in particular, he can't believe what he's seen from the linesman here. You know, but that's going away from the game. It really hasn't cost anyone as yet. But going from a Liverpool point of view, it's still a game that we can win. It's certainly a game we can lose as well.
Great goal by Jordan Henderson.
Fantastic goal.
And everyone off this season. At a time when Liverpool was second best, to be honest.
Yeah, we just, you know, getting into our stride. And it was a lovely, fluent move from Liverpool. It really was. And a finish that was sublime. It really was. A curling finish. And Joe Hart's a great keeper. He couldn't get anywhere near it. You know, their goal, the move was excellent. But, you know, we should have caught them offside. The City, you know, they're a class team going forward defensively. Very, very suspect, because Kompany is not what he's been in the past years today. You know, whether it's Anfield is a bogey ground for him, what happened last year, it's playing in his mind, but certainly he's ropey. And Mangala, you just simply have to get at him.
He's ropier.
Oh, he is. He's Mr. Rope.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1. We've been going on at half-time about what a fantastic first half we watched here. And both Liverpool and Manchester City having chances to take the lead. And you've got to feel to yourself that there will be more goals in the second 45. Lots of quality on display. The Liverpool team are back out there already. So let me take you through what they've got. Mignolet in goal is Chan, Skrtel, Lovren, the back three. Lovren just looks like maybe confidence is a little bit short at the moment. Markovic is the right wing back. Moreno left wing back. Henderson and Allen in the centre. Lallana, Coutinho, Sterling complete the 11. Henderson's goal got Liverpool off to a flyer of a start. What a brilliant shot it was. And they play a Man City team that has heart in goal. Zabaleta, he's been one of their top performers today. Kompany and Mangala, perhaps a little bit short at centre-half. Kolarov on the left side of the defence. The midfield, Fernandinho and Yaya Toure. Toure, as always, just showing how important he can be. Nasri and Silva on either side. And then Dzeko and Aguero up front. Dzeko with the equaliser. John, we're ready for another 45.
That mushroom soup's gorgeous, by the way.
Just put you in the right place, hasn't it, for this?
Put me in the right frame of mind. Hold on. Whoa.
There goes Dzeko. Attacking the Liverpool box straight away. Silva helps win it. Aguero's made the run. The ball's out to Nasri on the right side of the penalty area. He looks at propping up across instead, gives it to the overlapping run. The cut, the ball comes in, and that header just gone over
straight
the top.
Away.
And it was almost Manchester City in front within a minute of the restart.
And it's that man Zabaleta. What a player he is. Just waits, feed the ball to the byline, puts in a great cross. And to be fair, Aguero should have scored, Steve.
Markovic. He has three to get past. Instead, gives to Lallana on the right side. He dummies his first cross, plays it back into Markovic on the edge of the penalty area. The cop's expectant. Lallana's got it. He's chinking away, but he can't make his decision. Plays it low on the floor to Henderson now, who gives to Coutinho. Lovely first move. Henderson weaves to the edge of the box, opens up for Lallana, who puts it in there. Sterling! Oh, it's gone right past the post. Excellent movement from Liverpool. Some of their most gifted and creative players involved. And it was Sterling who was set the responsibility of trying to turn that ball into the net, but it's almost like he's stumbling onto it when it finally comes to him.
He's under pressure by Zabaleta. I actually thought that was a corner. I think Zabaleta got his foot on that, but to be fair to Raheem, he's got to meet that with gusto. He's got to meet the ball and smack it early.
Ball great move,
Steve.
By Joe Hart.
Excellent
play. Fantastic move, John. Really deserved a goal just for the build-up. Liverpool put it back in through Moreno before Joe Allen is scythed down by Fernandinho, who apologises as he trots away. Now, this is the sort of distance where if you've got a good deliverer of the ball, you can create problems for opposition teams. You need like to skirtle
and that's a yellow card there. But again, no harm done. As long as he doesn't give a silly yellow card out to a Liverpool player, we'll take that.
Some big players in that back line for City. Can Skirtle or Lovren find the movement
We haven't put a decent ball in from any corners. This is our first free kick now.
Coutinho chips it in towards Lovren. Gets
offside,
it.
Offside, give offside.
Flag's gone up.
Give offside. Lovren again for the second time, put the ball in the net. Can he make it third time lucky?
And Joe Hart brings it back out. The City players had seen the flag straight
away.
We'll
see this again. Let's see this again. Oh, God. If he's give offside for Martin Skirtle. Oh, Steve, he's wrong. He's wrong. If the attacking player's in line, then he's onside. That's a poor decision. I think he's wrong there.
1-1 it remains. Skirtle heads away. Gets it clear from Aguero. Henderson helps it on, but it's pulled down by Torre. And then Mangala has no aim with that. He just lumps it as high as he possibly can to be caught by
Mangala. Ironic, that's the first time I think this line's been put his flag up straight away. So he must have got told at half time. You know, he's obviously
make your decisions quicker. Liverpool.
Yeah. But I tell you what, a lot of linesmen wouldn't have given that.
Here's Markovic. Markovic imposed himself on his man. Collar off round him, crosses into the box. Lallana tries the overhead kick. He can't complete it.
Well, Sterling was behind him there, wasn't it? It's a pity. If he'd have shouted a bit of communication, he might have got it.
Here's Allen. 10 yards into the City half, gives to Sterling. Sterling to his left for Coutinho. Edge of the penalty area, lines it up, shoots.
Whoa! You see!
He's scored a hat-trick of those now! Oh! One against Bolton, one against Southampton, and Manchester City have that. That's Coutinho at his best again. Liverpool get their noses in front, and he just can't stop scoring in that unbelievable fashion. He's outrageous, is this little Brazilian. Liverpool 2, Manchester City 1, Coutinho.
It's the same as the first goal. It's like Jordan Henderson's own. He's done the work on his own. He's manipulated the position on his own. And that's better than Southampton. Oh, it's an absolute gem. What a fantastic, fantastic piece of a football ability. Tremendous. And it's woke the crowd up because we've been very quiet this morning. And he's getting, you know, his confidence now with his shooting. You know, the last 4 weeks or so, it's got better and better, hasn't it? You know, I think that goal at Bolton Wanderers has given him a lot of belief. Markovic has come off. I did say he'd come off, and Sterling will probably go wing back. Oh, no, Lallana's going wing back. We've got our next in front with 15 minutes to go now. Now, the next 5 minutes are vital.
Silva sweeps infield with possession, chips it over. Wilfred Boney's waiting, drops for Aguero, won't strike it on the volley, he's in the penalty area. Aguero! Oh, and he's missed a shot.
Well, that's a warning. That's
but he's fired it right across the face of goal.
Carlo Torres coming on now, he's right. We've got to start defending. He's going to bring him on now. I've seen him to warm up quickly, and Liverpool will probably put Sean at the right wing back role. And that's a let-off. That's fantastic, fabulous. I think Mignolet got a little touch on that, you know. I'm not sure, but he got away with it, Steve. It's a warning, you know. There's 4 minutes into the five, what I said. You know, that is a massive warning. We've got to get on the ball. We've got to keep the ball. Get Joe Allen on the ball, who's been inspirational this afternoon.
Skirtle.
That's not a bad ball, by the way. That's not a bad ball.
Well, Lovren's planted it down the left wing towards the corner flag. Company has to deal with Lallana. Place the pass round him, and then upfield it goes through Yaya Toure. Really? He's battling against Henderson, who's done enough to see Raheem Sterling free, and this could be it. It's Coutinho again. He's shot over the top of the crossbar. It all felt like it was coming to a climax, and the ball at his feet again, and he's not been missing of late. But Philip Coutinho's earned a corner instead.
Deflection, wicked deflection over the top, didn't it? Good counter-attack from Liverpool, Steve. That's one we've got in our locker now with the pace. And you've got Sturridge up there as well. This is only our third corner. The last two have been awful.
Coutinho's corner towards Lovren, caught by the keeper. I'm sure John's thinking that Lovren's destiny is to score today. Kick out by Hart, long and up to Aguero. He's done brilliantly, and then he set his man off. Silva!
Well done, Raheem Sterling.
Yeah.
Well done, Raheem Sterling.
Got back and defended well. And the game stretched to both ends, and Zabaleta is now trying to defend here, but Hart's rushed out of his penalty area, kicked it upfield. Boney got a header on.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's off. He's elbowed him, he's off, Steve.
The referee going to issue a red card
here.
You
can't be yellow for an elbow.
Boney on Lallana. Lallana's gone down. Yellow card.
Let's have a look. I'll tell you, Steve. Let's have a look. It's a yellow or a red.
John's watching the replay.
Oh, I tell you, that can be a red, that. He's gone. He's led with his elbow. He's very fortunate. The referee's one of those today. I think the referee's had a really good game. Really, really good game. Let it flow. One of the reasons why it's been a very good game as well. But that one, I think... Well, I don't know. You're not supposed to lead with your elbow. There's no harm done to Lallana, so maybe he's just right. Give him the benefit of the doubt. But Lallana's not happy. And the crowd, as you'd imagine.
James Milner going down that side of the field. That runs out of ideas. Lost to Silva. Yaya Toure gets the ball. This is all in City's right-back position. Up to Toure again.
Well done, Toure's Jordan Henderson. Brilliant!
Here is O'Gall. We get back to Sturridge! And the reaction of the crowd tells you everything. Mistake by Yaya Toure.
It's game
Daniel
over,
Sturridge in. And that would have been the end of
City's game over.
He's planted
him all day long. Should have scored. He's well wide. Brilliant play by Henderson. Really was great play. And that was it. It was all over. Daniel Sturridge won't have a better chance than that. And he's missed it by a long way, Steve.
Long ball forward by Yaya Toure. Way too long. Caught by Simon Mignolet.
The crowd need to buck up and get behind the team now to see them last 5 minutes. They've been really, really, really disappointing this morning. Well, this afternoon, 12 o'clock kickoff. Yeah.
Throwing made to Zabaleta. Then infield it comes to Yaya Toure. Toure turns round. His man Allen drives forward to the penalty area. In he goes. Oh, might break for Silva. Oh, he's missed. Fluffed it when he had a big chance. Silva left footed, shot wide.
He was scared to tell Toure. He's on the ascendancy and he runs into the box. He runs past Allen. He's too strong for him. He runs past Lallana. He goes past Lovren. And it goes. That's a great chance. And hopefully that's the last chance that Manchester City will get. Because we're in the 90th minute now. There'll be about another 3 minutes.
Lampard chasing back to his corner flag, puts it back into his own penalty area, drops for Coutinho. This is Sturridge, he's near the penalty spot, glides onto his right foot, and then Kolarov comes across him.
Jason!
City clear it away. Down the right hand side, they're on the attack with Milner over
the
halfway line. Aguero's
City.
Infield, they've laid the ball in low to Boney.
Well done,
Milner
Martin
can't
Scale.
Find the pass in, this will go out of play.
Martin Skill, well done. But what's Daniel Sturridge? He's missed the chance, but you've got to chase the ball back.
Kolarov clears it away. Henderson.
Yay! Of that. What
and
a great
how
result.
Remarkable as Liverpool's rise up the Premier League table beam. They're 3 points today, has them level on points with fourth place Arsenal. It's only goal difference now that has Liverpool in fifth in the Barclays Premier League. They've been nothing short of astonishing in 2015. A 2-1 victory over last season's champions Manchester City, and both goals were absolute blockbusters. Jordan Henderson's and Philip Coutinho's settling this tie, and Liverpool beat the champions 2-1. It's a rain-sodden Anfield, but there's smiles across all the faces as they continue that epic rise up the table. Liverpool 2, Man City 1.
You can hear what it means to the fans. You know, these are champions from last year. They've done us over here in the season, but we got them back today and thoroughly, thoroughly deserved. Set on the second half performance, I thought the lads were excellent. On the back of what they had to put up with on Thursday night, you know, Coutinho's two great goals. The winner was fantastic in where the game was at that time. Joe Allen was immense. Best game for Liverpool Football Club, Joe Allen. But I tell you what a great game of football. Fantastic game of football. It really was. The pitch is dead, you know, to what it's been in the past years. But really had you on the edge of the seats. But it had everything, really. Like last year, not as much as last year, but compelling viewing, Steve. Compelling viewing, you know. quality of City. The second half, we nullified that quality. We really did. And you know, the lads surprised me, Liverpool. You know, I don't think they realise how good we may be able to get here with this team, with the inclusion of a couple of three top players in the summer. You know, there's a lot of youth in that side. There's a lot of naivety, which sometimes frustrates you. But I tell you what, they've run through a brick wall today. Southampton, they didn't play well at Southampton, don't care what anyone says, but they worked the socks off and got the win. In the week, they worked hard, didn't play well, went out. Tonight, they worked hard. Today, they worked really, really hard, but played well against a top side, and got fully what they deserve. Two magnificent goals.
How good does it feel to look at this Barclays Premier League table now?
Hey, look at Man United. For me, today was the one. We've still got it in our hands. Man United here. I can feel it. I can see it. I can nearly touch it. I can't wait for it. I just can't wait for it. How they are there, I just do not know. I'm watching them these teams. Unbelievable how they've amassed that amount of points. Amazing. And I just can't wait for them to get them here.
That could be the defining moment.
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool and Arsenal, and I'll be happy if it finishes that way in the season. I'll be delighted.
And how on earth do you sort of sum up the form of the two halves of the season that we've seen? I mean, since Christmas, they've been world beaters, haven't they?
We had the hangover, didn't we? We had the hangover after the way last season ended. You know, we lost the top man, Suarez. We lost the second top man, Sturridge. And with the lads who needed to settle in, took a while to settle in, some of them, they've settled now. It took time And we can get better. You know, even without Stevie today, the lads in midfield, the two lads in midfield, being, you know, you're talking about playing against Torre. Yaya Torre is a monster in there, and some fantastic players they bought. You're talking 30, 40 million pound players. You know what I mean? And they won the battle in there, them two lads. Tremendous, you know, you can't say enough for the effort and the commitment, the desire that they put in there today. There was times I mean you're frustrated when we're doing sloppy things. Second half there wasn't too many sloppy things there. We talked about it. We were so comfortable. I was scared to say the word in case it stung me. It was so comfortable. We were in control of the second half, whereas this first half could have gone anywhere.
City themselves, does that kill them off in terms of their title challenge?
It's going to be hard. You never say never. You know, Chelsea, it's a bad run of form. You know, I hope City, between now and the end of the season, win every game. And we go to Stamford Bridge, you know, and do what Chelsea
and
do to
City
us.
City win it.
Oh, yeah. I'd love that. That's my dream. That's my dream about getting into top four, winning the FA Cup. That's my third most wanted. You know, City can do what they want now. And we go to Stamford Bridge and do what they did. I don't think it'll happen, but, you know, you can always dream.
Final thought, end of February, feels pretty good, doesn't it? It didn't feel like this middle of December.
No, it does. It feels really good. We've got Burnley in the week, which, you know, another side with great respect. Sean Dyche has done brilliant. It'd be tough after the come down of this game. It'd be tough. You don't take it for granted. You know, nothing for granted in football, but it's certainly a game doable. You know, and I'm sure he's played some players on there who he'll know won't play in the week. You know, he'll mix and match a little, make another three or four changes, and get some more fresh legs on.
Post-match. Brilliant result and equally brilliant performance, I thought. You know, for we thoroughly deserved the victory. I thought the players were relentless today in their work and their intensity and had some great quality in our football. So no, it was very, very pleasing.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.